This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. Denver City Council member Sarah Parity has officially resigned. Denverite's Kyle Harris.
This week, the council unanimously accepted Sarah Parity's resignation over debilitating undisclosed health issues. Colleagues, including her political opponents, praised her for her brilliance, her commitment to social justice, her attention to detail, and her willingness to fight. Voters will decide who replaces Parity in a special election that will coincide with November's midterms. The candidate with the most votes will immediately take office, but they may not have the job for long. If they want to continue to serve beyond next July, they will need to win again in the city's regular spring elections. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A third-party candidate for the U.S. Senate in Colorado is spending $1 million for a statewide TV ad buy. CPR's Ben DeBerklin has more.
Bob Chu is running for Senate for the Forward Political Party, a centrist party. Chu says Republicans and Democrats have asked voters to accept a broken status quo, and he wants to tell the truth about hard choices. His campaign says the $1.3 million ad buy will run for 5 weeks on broadcast and cable in Denver and Colorado Springs, as well as digital streaming. It's almost fully funded by Chu. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new federal drought outlook shows a mixed picture across the Mountain West. Brad Rippey is a meteorologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture. He says the summer monsoon gave a boost to some areas.
A lot of the Four Corners region has had enough wetting rainfall that we've kind of reduced the drought risk there. But as we move through what could be a hot, dry August, we'll have to watch the central and southern Rockies.
Western Colorado has gotten some relief, but Rippey says almost all of New Mexico is expected to remain dry. Smoky skies across much of Colorado, mostly from fires burning in other states. This is CPR News.